is one of our favorites. It's like a slow hymn for the horns. Now, when I was I think I was 16 years old, and I was lucky enough to go to South Africa with my high school band and chorus. And the guy who took us there, the director of the program at our school, his name was Roy Barber. And I kind of, I guess I have a lot to thank him for. Kind of getting me into music, but also taking me there. And the whole thing about this trip was that it was a community service trip, so we would just go to different churches in the different townships around South Africa. And what we would do is we'd work at the church, or we'd work at a soup kitchen or something like that. And then at the end, after we were done, we would play music for each other. So all the kids and the people at the church would sing for us, and then we would play music for them. And so we did that for about a month, and that's when I first heard a lot of this music. And you're probably already hearing a lot of the songs we have that we've been playing today have a kind of a hymnal kind of feeling to them. And that comes out of the South African gospel tradition. And this is one of those. And it's a really beautiful song. It's called Maraba Blue. We're gonna play it for you. And that was kind of the first time I heard all that music. I heard all those voices singing, and it did something, you believe or you don't believe, it doesn't matter. It moves you. And so we're gonna play this one for you. We're gonna play one more for you. This one's called Mannenberg. The legend has it that this song was snuck into Robben Island prison where they were holding Nelson Mandela. And they snuck this record in for him to hear. And when he heard it, he said, "Liberation is near." This is kind of the unofficial South African national anthem. Thank you. Lola, learn it all up. Dula Ibrahim Farts, everybody. Playing it so beautifully. Yeah. We got one more for you. This one's called Woodwee.
This one's by Hugh Masekela. Thank y'all very much.